Praise the Lord again this morning. I am pleased to be with you. And I want to continue our little thought that we had yesterday. We were mentioning about the story in Matthew chapter 10. No, in Matthew chapter 25, excuse me. And when we were looking at the first parable about the virgins, we are here looking at a standard where people are wise or they are foolish. And now let us continue our thought, because my main thought is the wise and understanding believer in our day. It is not really too late to be wise and understanding. It is our motives in life that really helps us to see if our life is going in a wise and understanding way, or if we are entering into a foolish attitude. In Matthew 25, as we go on, we find out that there is a following story, and that is the story about the talents. And I want to read from Matthew 25, verse 14. That's the continuation part. For it is as when a man going into another country calls his own servants and delivers unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his several ability. And he went on his journey. Then, verse 16, straightways he that received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made 5 other talents. In like manner, he also, who had received the 2, gained 2 others. But he that received the 1 went away and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Now, after a long time, the Lord of those servants come and maketh a reckoning with them. And he that had received the 5 talents brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Lo, I have gained other 5 talents. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been very faithful over a few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And he also that received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest to me 2 talents. Lo, I have gained 2 other talents. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And he also that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where those did not sow, and gathering where thou did not scatter. And I was afraid, and I went away and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast thine own. But the Lord answered and said to him, thou wicked and slothful servant, you knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I did not scatter. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the bankers, and at my coming I should have received mine own with interest. Take you away, therefore, the talent from him, and give it to him that hath the 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My, that's some kind of a story. The Lord is using a parallel to show the people that God Almighty, the Father of all, he has treasures. What are the talents here? What are the treasures? Well, it is in a simulative way shown as money in this one. A talent that shall be used in life. A person will learn to have a responsibility. I know that we all the people, when we are born and are growing up, we are given by God an ability to see, an understanding, a heart. Remember, the Lord knows our heart. He knows our capacity. We can see in natural life, when people are born into this world, some are born with sickness, some with deficits, inabilities. And when we see the condition of a person, if we have a normal way of judging people's characters, then we learn to have an understanding that this person has some certain characteristics. They are able to do this or do that. So therefore, in life, we are really given different capacities in life. And when the Lord now is giving out talents, in this story, he has talents, and he gives a person an amount of value to be able to invest so that he can make it grow. Hey, our lives spiritually is supposed to grow. Yeah, grow in knowledge, in wisdom, capacity to understand. We know that a natural life is also in the same way. When we are born, we are like babies and we don't understand and see anything. But from there, we are starting to grasp, to take in understanding and knowledge. We learn to see situations and we make judgments. And of course, when we are children, we are not given a lot of responsibility. We can play as children. But then it comes a time where our childness, our standards of a child is now changing into understanding, and we grow and we become adults. And the Lord, when he sees our lives, he starts to reveal his presence to us. There is a time where God will come, because everyone is going to be brought before a judgment seat. The Lord is going to reckon with us. Whatever we have learned in life, and the way we have valued life and acted upon what we saw and understood, we can all have a hidden agenda, so that we act like we don't see, but the Lord knows more. So therefore, when we finally come before the Lord, and He is going to check us out, what we have done with our life, then we have to be honest with our life, because God will see right through our inner being, and He will expose the motives of our lives. It's a very, very important time, and devastating time in one way, because God requires of us simplicity, honesty, truthfulness to what we see and understand, and not being there to manipulate situations. So God will in this way look at our honesty and judge our character, because we are not here on earth just accidentally. We came in here for a purpose. God had plans for us. And that's why He started with Adam in the Garden of Eden. But from there, now there are billions of people who have grown and are showing characteristics. Some people are evil and other people are doing good. And God sees all of that. But let's not just take the world, the average world, but let us go into a believer's responsibility. Once the Lord start to show you that He is interested in you, and He starts to reveal His plan for you, then when you receive that understanding that God is really there for you, then He starts to fill inside you the understanding of the gifts that He have. The Lord has given out gifts. It is written in 1 Corinthians in the New Testament, how that we have knowledge and wisdom, and the knowledge, well, we know we have personal knowledge that is indebted into our own system, that we can grow and understand things, but there is also a knowledge that is outside us, information that will be given to us, and those are specified in the token of how that God in 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, we find out where the scripture is talking about the gifts of the Spirit, because it says here in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8, for to one is given through the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings in the one Spirit, to another workings of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discernings of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh the one and the same Spirit, dividing to each one severally, even as he will. My, when I read that part, those gifts, it's not just human abilities. Hey, we all have understanding. We all have a sort of faith. So we all have a certain knowledge. And we all have a way of wisdom. So there are human characteristics that are built in our mentality, in our soul, in our spirit. Remember, the spirit is the gift from God, right? The spirit is brought into your heart and gives you a ability to understand life. It's brought into your soul, so you become a living being. You have an identity. All right, but when the Lord now is speaking here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 8 and through verse 10 or 11, we find out that these gifts, it says, for to one is given through the Spirit, the word of wisdom. And we have to look at the gifts in that aspect. It's not only one of them that is given, but they're all given. Even faith, tongues, interpretation of tongues, all these things are really brought to us from the great Creator who created the universe and who created you and me. So He lays in us. Remember now, God is a spirit, and when you become a living soul, you have the Spirit of God inside you. I'm not going to go into too much details, not to complete or produce any confusion, but that Spirit of God, when it is brought and given to you, then you have a supernatural spirit that is guiding and protecting you. Of course, you have your own spirit, because it is not God's spirit that makes the choices for you. That is the soul that you are, the mentality, the build of your own life. You are the one who makes the solemn decision in everything. Remember, we have also a thought in Romans in chapter 8, where it is talking about the quality of predestination, or God knows, and He calls it foreknowledge. So God, He knows the end before the beginning starts, because He can travel in time, and He is not obligated and bound by the time limit. It is us, the human race, that are bound with this time limit. There is a time to be born, to grow up, to increase, to get knowledge and understanding. And finally, there is a time to leave the scene, or to die. And in all this, we cannot move in time back and forth. We have to progress according to the days that are given to us. Our days are numbered, and God knows them all. So therefore, when we start to live for God, we have all this ocean of possibilities standing before us. And what are we going to do with it? The one thing that we don't know is the capacities that we have. But God has seen that before the foundation of the world. Therefore, when he planned your and my day, he saw the capacities that we had and what we would do with it. Therefore, some people are given more talents, more gifts than others. But that doesn't mean that we're going to be jealous one of the other. No, because according to the capacity that we have, God gives us also an understanding or a capacity to be pleased with the capacity that we have. So therefore, we are not going to be jealous of other people. We're just going to be happy for them and what God is doing in them. The only thing that a man with a stronger capacity have to watch is that he's not going to be puffed up. The egoism in man should not rise, but that he should stay humble. And the more humble a person can stay, and not just in capacity, but in length of time. If we can stay humble all through our life, we have won the golden medal. Because egoism and selfishness is really a ditch we can fall into. And that will stop our growth, our ability to walk on with the Lord. Okay, so here, when we start to walk on with the Lord, and he gives us different talents. He said, I gave one 5 talents, I gave one 3 talents or 2, and one only got 1 talent. And of course, when we see that level of administration, we can get jealous, because it looks like the one that only received 1 talent, he felt that he didn't even want to use it because he was afraid that he would lose the investment that he had. All right. I would say I will combine 1 Corinthians 12 with 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10. And I'll put it here. According, no, 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God, which was given unto me, as a wise master builder, I lay a foundation, and another built thereon. But let each man take heed how he built thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if any man build on the foundation gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it is revealed in fire, and the fire itself shall prove each man's work, or what sort it is. Those parables and these instructions that we see in the scriptures, they are linked together in a sort of an invisible way. Talents, they are given, but remember, the talents themselves are your ability to see the inspiration of God working in and out through your life. Gifts are not something that you are using selfishly. You're not using it to your own good. You are using the gifts because God is inspiring you to use them. And in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, and down the line, when you read those scriptures, you find out that God is watching the quality of how you operate the gifts that the Lord has given you. And it is the Lord that is putting quality on it. And if we say, you build on the foundation gold, silver, and precious stones, I will say that is likened to be given 10 talents, 5 talents, 3 talents, or even 2 talents, right? That is how God watches over your ability to walk and operate with the talents God has given you. And then, in the next stage, one had one talent. And he didn't even use it. He was hiding it. And the Lord, when we go down here, it says here in verse 14, 1 Corinthians 3:14, if any man's work shall abide, which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. All right. So here, the talents or the minus, what God is given, it will produce a profit. And when the profit is shown and proven, God will answer back with a reward. Of course, you may say, are you going to receive a lot of money? No. The reward is that God is going to put you in charge of the millennium kingdom according to the capacity and ability that lays within you. All right, well, I see that time goes, but we still have a few more days. So just think about it. Matthew 25 from verse 13 and up to verse 30. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about gifts of the Spirit. And then finally, 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 10, where it speaks about how God is going to reward us. Let us continue as we look into the scriptures tomorrow. Heavenly Father, touch my brothers and sisters as they are listening and looking into the great scriptures of the Bible and how that we shall be able to live for God and for each other, to serve each other to the best capacity as wise builders. Amen.